朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
好，我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父上帝，爱我们的主，三一的神，我们在这里向你俯伏敬拜。
Father, Trinity, and God, Universe, we come here and bow before you.
在这一个荣耀感恩的日子中，我们求圣洁的灵，也是喜乐的灵运行在我们当中。
In this day of celebration and joyful, we ask the pure spirit, the Holy Spirit, moving in our hearts.
愿意我们在这里的敬拜跟奉献蒙天父的喜悦。
May our worship and be pleasing to you.
求主带领我们以下的时间。
May GodLead us the following time.
奉耶稣基督的圣名祈求。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
We still have some chairs in the front. If you like, move forward. And for the slim girls, ladies, you can share two chairs with three people, okay, in the blue seat. Because they are rather large enough.好不好？请后面的尽量到前面，那里还有几个位置，前面这一排都可以坐。我们的节目很长啊，你们要站在后面罚站，要站很久啊。前面有一二三四五六六个位置，要不要到前面来？来吧，在等你们了。
There's a seat in the front.
为什么这一排有这么多空位置呢 ？Second row, where the second row has so many seats here. 上帝造我们是希望我们。有一个怎样的人生？
God created what kind of a life He wishes for us.
他是希望我们欢喜快乐，还是忧伤悲痛？
It is a joyful, happy, or sad and worried.
照我们所知道的，这一位创造者，他的本性应当是要我们过一个快乐的人生。
According to the God's nature that we know, everyone would say that we should have a happy life.
但为什么我们的生活仍然是充满了痛苦、患难呢？
Then why is there so much hardship in our life?
原因很多，但最主要的有一点。
There are many reasons, but the most important one is,
就是我们把我们人生的焦点弄错了。
We have made the focal point of our lives wrong.
因为我们把自己放在人生活动的中心，都是绕着自己而转。
We put ourselves at the center of all activities, and everything revolves around this point.
然后我们自己是不断的在变，所以所有的一切也是跟着在变，把我们弄得头昏眼花。
However, this center is constantly changing, and everything following around. No wonder our heads are dizzy, and our hearts unstable.
其实上帝的本意是要我们以他为我们人生的中心。
But God's will is we should place our focal point of our lives on him.
因为在他没有一点转动的影儿，他能够担待我们一切的软弱跟亏欠。他能使我们过一个喜乐的人生。
On him, there will be no shadow of turning. He can bear all our weaknesses and shortcomings and make our lives a happy life.
在圣经当中，最懂得这个道理的人是大卫。
In the book of Bible, and the person who most understood this was David.
那我们今天要从大卫的一篇祷告中来体会到 怎样过一个喜乐的人生。
Today, we're going to use the prayer written by David to understand the meaning of a happy life.
当大卫统一了十二个支派，在耶路撒冷建都之后，他想到的第一件事情就是要把神的约柜运到京都来，好在那里来敬拜神。
When David united the 12 tribes and settled the capital in Jerusalem, his first thought was to bring the ark of God to the capital so he can worship.
他欢欢喜喜地设立了诗班乐队，配合着利未人祭司，把约柜从俄别以东家抬上了锡安山。
So he gladly set up a music band and choir and with all the ranks of priests of Levites and has carried the ark from the house of Obed-Edom to the Mount of Zion.
我们都知道约柜是代表神与人的同在，是神自己所在的地方。
We all know that ark means the place where God meets his people. It represents the God's presence among people.
大卫所关心的事情不是建造坚固的耶路撒冷城墙，也不是为自己盖宫殿。
What David cared most was not to strengthen the city of Jerusalem, to build his palace, nor to develop things for people.
也不是要发展商业、农业，增进百姓的财富。
Not to develop agriculture, the commerce, to further the wealth of the people.
他乃是想到神需要一个居所，让百姓能够在那里一同的敬拜他。
What he thought was about the dwelling of God, so the people can go there and worship him.
因为大卫深知，人一切的活动，所有的中心，那焦点应当是上帝，是造人生命的主宰。
Because David knew very well that the focus of his life should be his master and not himself.
所以当我们把人生的次序弄对的时候，我们才可能过一个喜乐蒙神祝福的人生。
Once he can adjust the priority of the life correctly, then we can live a proper life that have God's pleasing and blessing.
这是我们今天要学的功课。
This is a lesson that we're going to learn today.
让主在我们的生命中居首位，让他来掌管我们的生活。
Let him be the Lord to take the lead of our lives and then rule our lives.
当约柜被利未人抬入了支搭好的会幕时候，祭司们就献祭。
When the ark was carried into the tent that David set up, and the priest presented offerings,
大卫就奉耶和华的名为百姓祝福，而且给每一个人一块饼、一块肉和一个葡萄饼。
And David blessed the people in the name of the Lord and gave each one a loaf of bread, a cake of dates, and a cake of raisins.
接着利未人所组成的诗班就带领的会众一同的敬拜神。这一段历史记载在历代志上第16章1到10第6节。
And then he led a choir and band of musicians composed by Levites to lead the people to worship and praise God. And this is recorded in the First Chronicles 16 verses 1-6.
然后大卫就做了一个祷告，这个祷告就是我们今天要学习的经文。
And then David made a prayer, a psalm of thanks. This is the scripture we're going to learn today.
美圣堂扩建的工程经过一年多的努力，终于完成了。
And the Mason's expansion project after a year of hard work is finally completed.
今天我们在这里庆祝新堂的完工，我们的心情就好像当年大卫的心情一样，充满了兴奋跟感恩。
Today we are here to celebrate the completion of the new building addition. Our feelings are just like the Davids at that time, full of excitement and gladness.
所以让我们一同来读大卫的诗, 一定也能够体会到神的心意, 和他要教导我们的真理。
Therefore, we come together to read the David Psalm, and certainly we'll be able to understand God's will and the truths He wants us to teach us.
这一段的导词可以分成三个部分。
And this psalm can be divided into three parts.
第一个部分是讲到寻求上帝的人心中满有喜乐。
And first one describes the heart of people who seek God is joyful.
让我们一同来念。 念中文跟英文都一起来，一二三，请。你们要称谢耶和华，求告他的名，在万民中传扬他的作为，要向他唱诗歌颂，凡他一切奇妙的作为，要以他的圣名夸耀。寻求耶和华的人心中应当欢喜。 要寻求耶和华与他的能力，时常寻求他的面。他是耶和华我们的神，全地都有他的。寻求耶和华的人心中应当有喜乐。The
people who seek the Lord should rejoice in their hearts.
你有没有去过这一些旧货的市场，或者是？ Goodwill, 或者是股东店。
Have you ever visited a flea market or antique shop or a Goodwill store?
当你发现到一个名画或者是一幅唐朝三彩釉的陶器，你会不会非常的兴奋？
When you find a treasure, could be authentic Picasso's painting or three-colored glazed pottery of the Tang Dynasty.
我没有说毕加索，你怎么说我毕加索？
You would be very elated and happy.
OK， 在马太福音第13章里面啊，天国的比喻中，主耶稣讲了一个比喻。
And in the parable of the kingdom of heaven, and Jesus gave this parable.
他说天国好像 宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来。The
kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in the field, and when a man finds it, he hid it again.
然后欢欢喜喜地卖掉他一切所有的，去买这块地。And
he went away and sold everything he has to buy the land.
耶稣又说，天国好像一个人寻找。 买卖寻找珠子。
And again, he said, heaven is like a merchant looking for a fine pearls.
他遇见一个重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有了，买了这颗珠子。
When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had.
一个真心寻求真理的人，上帝一定不会让他失望的。
And when man who really longing to find the truth, he comes to seek God, God will certainly not let him down.
我们盖这个教堂的目的何在?
So what is the purpose of building this new addition?
就是为寻求真理的人而盖的。
And this is built for those people who seek the truth.
但可惜不是每一个人都把天国看为宝贝。
But unfortunately, not everybody considered that a treasure.
有的人看友谊比天国更重要。 所以他们到教堂是来寻找友谊的。Many
feel the friendship is more important than heaven, therefore they come to church to seek friendship.
那我们不必盖教堂，我们盖一个俱乐部还能够吸引更多的人。And
we don't need to build a building and build a club probably attract more people.
有的人认为赚钱比天国更重要，所以他们到教会里来是找机会的。
And some people think making money is more important than heaven. They come to church to seek opportunities for it.
那我们不必盖教堂，我们盖一个投资公司，能够帮大家赚更多的钱。
So no need to build a building, then maybe building an investment company.
有的人认为权力比天国更重要，所以他们到教会里来是寻找影响力。
And some people think that fame is more important than heaven. They come here to church to find such power.
那我们不必盖教堂，我们盖一个福利中心，或者是一个总统竞选的后援会，那不是更有影响力？
And then we don't have to build a building. Maybe just build a social welfare center or a supporting campaign for presidentials.
都不是，我们盖教堂的目的是为了要宣扬神的伟大，要帮助人进入天国。
No, none of this. We build the church to declare the greatness of God to help people enter the kingdom of heaven.
同时我们又能够彼此的扶持，一同奔走天路。
And at the same time, we can support each other and together we run along the path to heaven.
当一个人寻找到真理的时候，他心里面会有无法形容的喜乐。
When someone finds the truth, he will have an unspeakable joy in his heart.
因为圣灵是喜乐的灵，会充满在他的心中，把忧伤化为感恩，把苦恼变为赞美。
Because the Holy Spirit will fill his heart. Holy Spirit is a joyful spirit, can turn sorrow into gratitude and stress into praise.
所以这个教堂是要帮助我们，让我们转变，由忧伤转变为喜乐。
This church is going to become a happy gathering place for us to turning sorrow into joy.
因为我们的主，他的本意就是叫我们能够过一个喜乐的人生。
Because the original intent of our God is want to have a happy life.
第二，遵守圣约的人必蒙祝福。
Second, those who obey the covenant will be blessed.
15到22节，我们一同来念中文英文，请。你们要纪念他的约，直到永远。他所吩咐的话，直到千代，就是与亚伯拉罕所立的约，向以撒所起的誓，说我必将迦南地赐给你，做你的产业的份。当时你们人丁有限，数目稀少，并且在那地为寄居的。他们从这邦游到那邦，从这国行到那国，耶和华不容什么人欺负他们，为他们的缘故责备君王说，不可难为我受膏的人，也不可恩待恶待我的先知。好，2004年，那时我们在美圣寻找一块能够建教堂的地。
Back in 2004, we were looking for a church or a place to build a church.
有一天我们找到了一块地，在 Western Road 跟 Taylorsville Road 交口的地方。
One day we found a lot that was in the intersection between Western Hill, Western Road and Taylorsville Road.
You're not in Mason, Western.
Western Road, sorry.
Okay. 那是怎么回事情呢？原来有一对年老的农夫，他们准备要退休了，就想把他们的地卖掉。
So what happened? And it turned out that there was a couple of farmers, they wanted to sell their land after they retired.
但是他们的女儿比较贪心，就认为可以卖更高的价钱，就不愿意那么快的把地卖掉。
Their daughter was a little greedy and don't want to sell at that high price, want a better price.
我记得那一天我们好几个弟兄在那块地上，我们站在那里一同祷告，我们请求神将那个地赐给我。
And I remember several brothers of stood on that ground and prayed, asking God to give that piece of land to us.
结果怎么样？结果没下文啊，神也没有听我们的祷告。
So what happened? So God didn't listen to our prayer.
哎，很奇妙的，不久后，经过 Dan Wheeler， 他介绍我们就以低于市价的30万块钱买了这一块地。
And amazingly, later on through the referral of Dan Wheeler, And then we bought this piece of land under the market price, and then for $300,000.
那后来时候我们再回去看看那一块地啊，不但那块地小多了，就是我们再出五倍的价钱也买不起。
Later on, we went back to see the original lot, and not only realized that not only it's much smaller, and even we pay five times of that amount that we had, we couldn't get that.
神的意念是高过我们的意念。
God's thoughts are much higher than our thoughts.
大卫呼吁他的百姓要纪念神的约，因为神的约是永远的约。
David urged his people to remember the covenant of God made with him.
这个约是关乎百姓的民族的命运，同时也是关乎神的荣耀。
And this covenant was about the fate of their nation, and also even more about the glory of God.
上帝要把迦南地赐给他们，使他们能够建立一个以神为主的国度。
God wanted to give them the land of Canaan to make them establish a kingdom with God as the Lord.
目的是要他们在那地能够宣扬神荣耀的作为。
So they can proclaim to all nations the salvation of God.
但是以色列人不能够胜过那地的居民。
But the Israelites at that time couldn't overcome the local inhabitants.
神仍然向他们存怜悯，保留了他们，让他们能够在那地居留下来。
But God had mercy and protect them so they can survive and build a kingdom there.
新城教会开始的时候，1970年，只不过是一个查经班，十个人不到。
And in 1970, the Cincinnati Chinese Church, it was just a small Bible study group.
那是人丁稀少，数目有限，而且是为寄居的。
And there were only few people, few of us, and then most are strangers in here.
我们是借用北丘圣经教堂下午，主日下午聚会的。
We borrow the Northern Chapel Church to worship on Sunday afternoons.
今天我们有这么多的人在这里聚会，是因为神是立约的神。
Here we have a lot of people here because God is God of covenant.
因为他跟我们说，如果我们照着他的大诫命去爱神爱人，照着他的大使命去广传福音，他就要坚固我们。
Because he promised us to follow, if we follow his great commandments to love God and others and spread the gospel according to his great commission,
he will. 那我们今天能够在美圣这个地方建立他的教会，都是根据他与我们所立的圣约。
So today we can build a house because he has enabled us to and kept the covenants he has made with us.
那今天在1970那时聚会的人还存留在我们当中的不多了。
And not many have left from the original date of 1970.
有谁是呢？梁传道之外还有谁啊？
Anybody except Mary?
他们当初的祷告，神听见了，今天赐福给我们。
And their prayers at that time, God heard them. And God bless us.
第三，传扬救恩的人终必得胜。
Third, those who preach salvation will surely win.
我们来念23-36节，用中文英文一起来。全地都要向耶和华歌唱，天天传扬他的救恩，在列邦中述说他的荣耀，在万民中述说他的奇事。因耶和华为大，当受极大赞美，他在万神之上当受敬畏，万邦都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。愿天欢喜，愿地快乐，愿人在列邦中说耶和华作王了， 愿海和其中所充满的澎湃，愿田和其中所有的都欢乐。那时林中的树木都要在耶和华面前欢呼，因为他来要审判全地，应当称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。要说，拯救我们的神啊，求你救我们，聚集我们，使我们脱离外邦，我们好称赞你的圣名，以赞美你为夸胜耶和华以色列的神。从亘古直到永远是应当称颂的，众民都说阿们，并且赞美耶和华。神为何要我们传扬他的救恩呢？
So why does God want us to proclaim his salvation?
大卫这里告诉我们三个原因。
Here David tells us three reasons.
第一，他说因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。
First, because the Lord is great, worthy to get highest praise.
神造我们人类，给我们每一个人都有一个天生的本分，就是要我们来认识造我们的神，赞美敬拜他。
God created all, including us humans. We are born with a duty to worship.
所以就是这样的缘故，你不可能问你的父母说为何我要尊重你。
That's it. Just like you should not ask your parents and know why you have to respect them.
就是因为你是从他而来，所以你需要能够尊重你的父母。
Because you come from them, so you have to respect them.
我们都是上帝而来，所以我们必须要敬拜上帝。
We all come from God, therefore we have to respect God.
就是这样，原因就是这样简单。
And the reason is so simple, that's it.
第二，他说，因为他来要审判全地。
And second is, he came, he want to judge the whole earth.
因为神是圣洁公义的，他断不以有罪的为无罪。
Because he's holy and righteous, and he will not declare a sinner to be free of sin.
每一个人都要为自己所行所思所想的接受神终极的审判。
Everybody do their own doings will be subject to God's ultimate judgment.
所以我们说善有善报，恶有恶报，现在不报怎么样？时刻未到。
So there's a saying, good deeds will receive good returns, bad things will get bad returns. If you haven't seen the return yet, that means the time is not yet.
第三，大卫说，因为他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Third, because he's good, his love endures forever.
所以神不但是公义的，他也是慈爱的。
So God is not only righteous, but also loving.
他要把他的恩典赏赐给人。
He want to give all his blessings to his people.
所以他不愿意看到人在自己的罪中痛苦，然后最后还要接受终极的审判。
He did not want to see all the people eventually end up living in pain.
所以他为人预备了基督耶稣的救恩，让他的独生子来到世上为我们钉死在十字架上，担负了人的罪。
So he prepared the salvation of Christ and let his only begotten son come to this earth and bear sin on man.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生，这就是福音。
And that all who believed in him will not perish yet to receive eternal life. That's gospel.
福音不是就是等着进天堂而已，而是我们要在这个地上活出耶稣基督的生命来。
Gospel is not just to believe it and that's it. We need to go to, is to fulfill the purpose of God.
而教会的存在就是为着这个目的而设立的，叫我们能够帮助人活出耶稣基督的生命来。
So the existence of the church is to help people fulfill this will of Heavenly Father.
但是撒旦魔鬼不欢喜我们脱离他的掌握，所以 他会兴起许多的拦阻跟破坏。
However, Satan will not like to see us break away from his control, and he will raise up all the obstacles and to aggressively attack us.
他想偷窃去我们对神的信心。
He will steal the faith of our faith in God.
甚至他会攻击热心爱主的基督徒，让他们接受许多的苦难跟考验。
He will fiercely attack those people who love God to give a lot of temptations and challenges.
最厉害的，他会攻击做他工传道的人，让他们的家庭也受到破坏。
And he will fiercely attack the people who ministers and people who loving God.
我们看到有一些很有名的传道人，他们的儿女也不能够信靠神。
And we see many descendants or children of famous preachers, but their children are unbelievers.
我自己的父亲是传道人，我就曾经有一段时间远远的离开神。
Pastor's father was a preacher and pastor for he was rebel against God.
但你知道神的能力更大，最终他把我转回过来。
But the power of God is mighty, and he turned him around.
为什么？因为我没有离开过教会，教会是我接受信心保护的地方。
The reason is I never left the church, and the church is a place that we have shelter and protection.
今天我们都知道儿童的事工重要，青少年的事工重要。
And today we all know that the children ministry is important and youth ministry is important.
因为撒旦无所不用其极的想要传遍青年人，让他们的头脑被这个社交媒体、被多元视讯，把他们无神跟进化的观念输入到他们的脑袋中。
Because we know Satan does everything in his power to change the minds of young people, to influence them through social media, multimedia, and putting the concepts of godliness and evolution into their minds.
所以我们必须要提供最好的环境，最多的努力，来帮助他们在家中，在教会里得到信心的坚固。
Therefore, we must provide the best environment to give them the best home to strengthen their faith.
这也是我们要再建造一个体育馆跟教室的原因之一。
And this is one of the reasons that we want to build a gym and then many classrooms.
让我们有更多的机会跟孩子们在一起互动，一起来讨论。
So we have the chance to be around the kids, the children, and then you have more communication and contact with them.
我盼望在我们开始启用新堂以后，所有青少年回来之后，我们能够有一系列跟青少年的连接的活动，一起的座谈，谈他们生活中的问题。
So I hope that in the future on Friday nights, and we have more activities to involving young people and then us to have more time to conversation and to know each other.
当然我们知道有许多的年轻人在进入大学，他们就渐渐失去了他们的信仰。
And we know also many youth when they enter college life and they begin to lose their faith.
但我们不必为我们第二代的流失过分的忧虑，因为我们相信耶稣基督的救恩是无悔失去的。
But we don't have to overly worry about the second generation because we know God will return them.
神一定会让我们被掳的人归回，正如神在历史当中向以色列人的作为。
And God will certainly return the people who have been captured, just like in the case of Israelites.
我看到许多第二代，他们在有了自己的儿女长大以后，他们又回到教会的生活中。
I do see many second generations when their children grow up, they all return back to church.
不要忘记，我们的神是永远得胜的神。
Don't forget that our God is a winning God.
所以我们要不断的以赞美来夸胜，向撒旦夸胜。
Therefore, we should keep praising God as our triumphal boast to Satan.
上帝造我们是希望我们能有一个快乐的人生。
God made us and to have us a happy life.
但是由于撒旦的破坏跟计谋，使我们人自私的本性的显露，让我们经受到许多的痛苦跟忧患。
Because of the destruction and work of Satan and then our own selfish nature, and we endure many pains and worries.
大卫他自己的体验对我们有三样的提醒，透过这些我们能够过一个喜乐的人生。
David used his experience and to tell us, teach us through things.
第一就是寻求上帝的人心中一定会有喜乐。
First is, there certainly will be joy in the hearts of those who seek God.
第二就是遵守圣约的人必蒙神的祝福。
Second one is, those who obey the covenant will be blessed.
第三就是传扬救恩的人终必得胜。
Lastly, those who preach the salvation will win.
今天我们在这里献堂，我们感恩敬拜，大致跟当年大卫为百姓所设计的崇拜相同。
Today we offer our thanksgiving worship is roughly the same format that David designed for that occasion.
我们有音乐的歌唱乐器来颂赞神。
We have songs and music and instruments and to sing to the Lord.
我们有祷告为祭向神的奉献。
And we have prayers and offerings to God.
我们还有宣读神的话来接受圣灵的教导。
And we read God's words to proclaim His will.
等一下我们还有共享爱宴的时刻。
And we will have time to share the love, to partake the love feast.
当然大卫当年是不可能照相的。我们有。
Obviously, David didn't have time for picture time.
No way to take
no way.
Photo, we're going to have. 好，我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你的恩典，你的话再一次向我们显明。
Lord, thank you for your grace. And once more, you reveal your word to us.
让我们能够按着主的心意来使用你所给我们的地方。
And once more we follow your will to utilize this place.
叫我们寻求你面的人能够心中常有喜乐。
To give the joy to the people who seek you.
叫我们遵守你圣约的人让我们得到祝福。
And for the people who keep your will will be blessed.
我们传主你的福音都要得胜。
And all the preached gospel will be the winners.
愿主悦纳我们诚心的祈祷。
And may God accept our sincere prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目。我是玛丽姐妹。感谢你的收听，也希望你能为活在耶稣里福音施工祷告。如果你愿意用金钱奉献来支持福音节目，请在我们网站的首页点击奉献支持，与我们一起同工，带领更多的同胞来归向神的救恩。